Saw a Facebook post from avid angler Corey Scorin holding a pretty good-sized fish and had to get the lowdown. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I saw a picture. Is that a steelhead that you had?
Yeah, went up fly fishing and got some steelhead. Went up this past weekend in the South Fork of the Clearwater and they got in some steelhead.
What were the parameters? Was it a tough catch?
It's one of those things where you hear from other people that they're starting to move in, and as you come down, you start to see the trucks and the trailers and the campers and the tents, and the panic sets in a little bit because you know you got a couple holes that always produce, so you're hoping nobody's in them. As we started working our way down the river, it got a little muddier because there was a lot of runoff, so the river was getting muddied up, which kind of helps those fish to to run. We knew they were in the system, and it was just a matter of finding that spot that we could get out and start throwing some rope and bounce some beads, and sure enough, we found the right spot because we got into about four or five of them between the two of us over the weekend.
When you see if it's mud or cloudy water, does that change your strategy on what you use for bait?
No, we're still using beads, and it might change. When it gets muddy, usually it's moving a little faster, so you got to put a little more weight on it, but mostly you're just out there trying different color beads and different size beads. Sometimes it's a 8 millimeter, sometimes it's a 10 millimeter. Switch it up from chartreuse to pink to orange to as much as you can. I think when the water's a little darker and a little faster, you can get away with a little thicker line too, like a more pound test. And as it clears up, you want to make that test look a little bit thinner, so you drop down a couple pounds on your line.
And that led to success. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.